Say what? Listen to what the Supreme Court said in the United States concerning the Ten Commandments. If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it will be to induce the school children to read, meditate upon, perhaps to venerate and obey the commandments. This is not a permissible state objective. James Wilson, a signer of the Constitution and original justice on the United States Supreme Court and co-author of America's first legal commentaries on the Constitution, he said, human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law which is divine. Far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. The divine law forms an essential part of both. In 1962, the 22-word unconstitutional prayer, Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependency upon Thee, and we beg Thy blessings upon us, our parents, our teachers, and our country. This prayer acknowledges God the same amount of times as the Pledge of Allegiance and a quarter times as the Declaration of Independence, yet this prayer was unconstitutional? In Abington versus Shemp in 1962, the court reported that only 3% of the nation did not believe in religion or God. The unconstitutional prayer was consistent with the beliefs of 97% of the country, thus making 3% the majority for the first time in America. In this prayer, we ask God to bless four things: students, families, schools, and the nation. Before 1962 and 1963, the courts used biblical guidelines in all four areas. George Washington warned in his farewell address, "Let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality can be maintained without religion. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle." What happened to students after 1962 when the United States Supreme Court committed an oligarchy? That's where few rule over many in doing their best to eradicate the Ten Commandments. Birth rates for unwed girls 15 to 19 years old have increased every year and have gone up 553% in girls 10 to 14 years old. Sexually transmitted diseases increased dramatically to a 226% ratio in students 15 to 19 years old and have gone up 257% in, again, ages 10 to 14 years old. Premarital sex up 365% in teenagers 16 years old, 271% in teenagers 17 years old, and 209% in teenagers 18 years old, and 1,000% up in teenagers 15 years old. What happened in schools after 1962? SAT scores plummeted for 18 consecutive years. The rates are so low that the Department of Education states that this is the first time in American history that we are graduating out a generation of students who academically know less than their parents did. The SAT test has been the same since 1941, yet there is nearly an 80-point difference between the two generations. In 1962, there were only 1,000 Christian schools, but by 1984, there were 32,000 Christian schools in the United States. Currently, 8.5 million students attend religious private schools, and SAT scores are nearly 80 points higher for private school students. These private schools even receive two-fifths less funding per student and are still topping the charts because of their teaching of Christian principles in school. What happened in the nation after 1962? Well, violent crimes are up 794%. America is number one in the Western world in the following: violent crime, divorce, teenage...
Lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. This is a very serious loss to the sinner rather than a gain, for it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion. I say that you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside the law of God. You have taken away from it the schoolmaster that is to bring men to Christ. They will never accept grace till they tremble before a just and a holy law. Therefore, the law serves as a most necessary purpose and must not be removed from its place. The law cuts into the core of evil, it reveals the seat of malady, and informs us that the leprosy lies deep within. They must be slain by the law before they can be made alive by the gospel. The Prince of Preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Let me put this into terms that everybody can understand. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10 in Christ Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just want to do a little bit of a recap real quick. Yesterday, we were talking about giving up your rights. Donald Trump is saying that he is willing to risk the giving up of my rights and privileges as a citizen for our great military and our country. No, folks, you don't give up your rights. You give up your wrongs. And again, this shows you, friends, as to who you are allowing to take hold of the helm in steering this nation completely backwards. Folks, we are inverted. And yesterday I took the time to share with you, friends, that the modern-day politicians are at war with what your forefathers established. And I also took the time, really quick, to highlight the fact that our forefathers, not only did they feed on the Mayflower Compact, that which preceded the Declaration of Independence, but those that signed the Declaration of Independence, they were the ones responsible for feeding on the Mayflower Compact. And that just happened to smack of the pulpit, friends. That's a Christian doctrine. Well, when we look at the Declaration of Independence, we can clearly see who signed it: John Adams, Ben Franklin, Roger Sherman, Robert Livingston, Thomas Jefferson. They were all upright Christian men. They made reference to the Lord four times in that document, and this is the point that I want to make. At the very end of the Declaration of Independence, where our forefathers made reference to appealing to the judge of all the earth, and then throwing off the tyrant across the pond, showing that three-quarters of that document were showing you just that, as to what they would not tolerate, and the way that they perfected that union. Well, friends, they practiced what they preached. They brought forth judgment, and they said no to corruption. Again, I made reference to going back over to Williamsburg and going back to canonical law, which is premised on common law, which is premised on the Torah, the Ten Commandments of God. And again, making reference to the Declaration of Independence, and for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, listen carefully to what our forefathers did. They laid down, as they said, we mutually pledge to each other our lives. The modern day politician says now the lives of your sons and daughters, Our forefathers said our fortunes, they were willing to give them up, but now they use the lives of others to make their fortunes. And then they said at the end of the Declaration of Independence, our forefathers did, our sacred honor. And today we can align that with what dishonor and disgrace concerning the modern politician who are doing their best to go ahead and war against what it is that they established through their sacrifice. And folks, I'm just here again to tell you, by the grace of God, I'm living for what he died for, 2 Corinthians 5:15. There's so many people that talk about John 15:13. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brethren. Folks, politicians are saying, hey, you know what? We're not talking about laying down our lives for our freedoms and for our country. No, we're willing to lay down your lives and the lives of your children to get out of you what it is that we want. And they don't realize that they're actually being used is vessels for judgment upon not just us, but also themselves. So we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes here. Again, friends, there's some important things I need to highlight concerning what's going on across the country, because most of the mainstream media is doing their best to ignore most of what we highlight here. And it's pertinent information that we all need to take part in at least having a knowledge of. If you want to call in at any time, that number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, you know the routine. If not, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Everything you need to know about us is on that page, and then it also links you over to sonsoflibertyradio.com as well, and that is the fruit of the ministry, John 15:8, Matthew 7:16 through 20. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, subscribe, and one more time, if you'd like to call in, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. You know, I just think it's kind of, I don't want to say ironic, not at all, because I know how it works. I see how these scoundrels operate. I understand those that are pulling their strings, how they operate, what it is that they do, when they do it, and how they do it. And again, you can ally what I'm talking about right now, friends, to Ephesians 4:14. But do you guys remember just most recently we've seen a post coming from an idolater concerning Donald Trump. And of course, the P. Diddy files are being exposed. The Epstein files are being exposed. And I shared with you that less than 1% of the Epsteins have been filed, or the files have been released. A majority of it has been redacted, only to find out on that less than 1% of the Epstein redacted file that's been released, 16,000 times Donald Trump's name appears. 16,000 times, less than 1% of that file. But one of his worshipers decided to come out and try to play the fool in the hand of a fool. And it's interesting that it was posted that there's been a 490% surge in arrests of online child predators, and over 6,200 missing children have been rescued under Donald Trump. Notice the timing. This just came out. Okay. This is what they do, friends. This is exactly what they do, and it was one of those things that I noticed right off the bat. When the Epstein files was getting blown out of, just blown out, it was surfacing, Luke 12:2, and people were taking notice of it. All of a sudden, here it comes. Donald Trump is the one that's actually protecting the kids rather than violating them. Well, if that was the case, then why are the feds, and why is the DOJ, and why is the current administration doing their best to basically conceal all of this evidence? Why, after the day, September 11th, 2025, why did they decide to go ahead and shut down the release of the files? And then to find out yesterday from Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I trust as far as I can throw her, but she did have some pertinent information that we all must have. She said, nobody's tried to block the release of the Epstein files more than Donald Trump and Mike Johnson. Now, why am I saying that? What's the relevance? What's the importance? Have you guys seen this trial that's going on with this little girl concerning Athena Strands and her murder from the FedEx Tanner Horner's delivery van? You guys all see this? Yeah. Isn't it interesting how all of a sudden the timing of this case takes precedent over anything and everything else. Well, it should in many ways, but we don't want to lose sight of what's going on with the Epstein files, because one of the things that I continuously say, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. But I'm going to highlight this in just a moment, because I want to show you, friends, it's the politicians entertaining the crimes that are committed, okay? And they need to be held accountable. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, my name is Ron Bramster with the American Policy Center, and we are on the front lines combating that global movement of the Green New Deal scam. Our partnerships with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio have elevated our message with a secure relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So please join us in our efforts and listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio and Bradley Dean. Our message is your future. Thank you.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Now, concerning the Second Amendment, to ban guns because criminals use them is to tell the law-abiding that their rights and liberties depend not on their own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and the lawless. Lysander Spooner. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Cooper, United States Marine Corps, rightly stated, "If violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim." We must not only assert the truth, we must attack the evil and the false. Martin Lloyd-Jones. Was not Leonardo da Vinci correct when he said, "Not to punish evil is equivalent to authorizing it"? All right, we're going to get into this, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I was just bringing up the fact that Donald Trump, again, is playing the savior of America, only distracting the people from the fact that his name has appeared over 16,000 times in the Epstein files, which only less than 1% has been released. Do the math, friends. 16,000 times. And what do? His idolaters go out there and say, "Look at all these kids that are brought back home." Yeah, of course, it's a distraction to get your eyes off of what they're responsible for. Folks, you know as well as I do that they're extorted. You know as well as I do, folks, as I've said 1,000 times on the show, this is nothing new. Watergate was a distraction from what? A pedophile ring back in the 70s concerning your politicians. In the 1980s, 1989, you had Boys Town. What was that? They were stealing kids from an orphanage, and they were bringing them, flying them into, getting them hooked on drugs, the feds were, and then they bring them into Washington, D.C., and then they would sell the kids to the politicians, and then they would film them in sex acts with children. And I want to tell you something, folks. Then there's Franklin cover-up. Now there's the P. Diddy files. Now there's the Epstein files. I'm curious, Americans. How many times does it need to surface before you stand up for your own kids? I'm curious. I really am. It's sickening to say the least. But what's taking precedent right now? Well, the story of a little girl named Athena Strands. And she was a little 7-year-old girl that was at home while a FedEx driver was going back and forth, scanning the scene, feeding the monster, concerning the crimes that he was going to commit against this little 7-year-old girl, which, by the way, you've known that this has been going on for a long time. And did you know that Americans, speaking of which, right now, you have politicians that are trying to normalize this? Look to Colorado. Look what's going on. Look at what you call the Democratic Party. What are they doing? They're blocking any investigation into anybody that may be responsible in politics for the act of committing a crime against a child. I want to remind you all of something, Luke 17:2. It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks and cast themselves into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. But they offend these little ones. And Americans are okay with it somehow. And then when they see these stories surface, oh, isn't that just terrible? Isn't that just terrible? Can you imagine what that guy, what is that monster doing? You know, this all could have been prevented. It's prevented when the American people stand up and set the precedent that we're not going to tolerate these crimes. Americans, is there something wrong with an injustice system? We call it the system of what? Indulgence. You have a correction system that makes $64 billion a year off of a criminal system through the commandments of men, making void the commandments of God. If you had taken heed to the statutes and commands of God, I guarantee you, nobody would even be thinking about, friends, committing a crime against the child. Because when you look in the Old Testament and the New Testament for the new here, you're not going to find anybody even dare think those thoughts against children. And if you want to go ahead and dare the justice of God like they did in Sodom and Gomorrah, go for it. But get out of America, because we're not putting up with it. In making the point, this system of injustice that you tolerate, you better understand it's not just the politicians, it's the corrupt judges that are slapping these criminals on the hands only to do it again and again and again. And why is that? I'll tell you why. Because they're guilty of the same thing. They're guilty of the same crime. How could it be otherwise? And now we're seeing judges that are being popped for crimes against children. We're seeing judges being popped for stealing kids away from parents, CPS. Do you know that CPS agents across the country are wearing t-shirts bragging about how they're stealing kids? I'll tell you what, folks. There's a whole breed of people coming up that you can go ahead and dare or test the steel you think you have. But that is one direction you don't go. But that's where they're going. And why are they going there? Because they're encouraged. They're encouraged to see that the American people will let them do it. I just got done telling you a moment ago, friends, do you realize that politicians are trying to normalize pedophilia? So don't sit there and act like what I'm going to highlight here, friends, and what I started to highlight just a couple minutes ago concerning the 7-year-old is nothing new. This is the fire they've been pouring gas on. And then when it happens, the American people sit back and say, oh, what happened? What happened? And there's the Lord, people getting mad at the Lord saying, why did you let that happen? And the Lord said, I told you to keep my statutes, to deter the crime, but you didn't listen. You made void the commandments that I gave and you took heed. You gave ear to the commandments of men, which make void my commandments. And that's why they're breeding. That's why crime is expanding. They're not afraid of the consequence, people. Do you not get this? Do you not understand? This guy right here that took this little 7-year-old girl and did what he did, he was laying for her. He was feeding that monster. Do you think that he was afraid of the consequence if he got busted after he raped her, strangled her, and murdered her? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And you know what's sad about it in America? The judge is going to probably slap his hand. You know what's going to happen when he gets in jail? Because this is very well publicized. He's going to get it when he gets inside of jail. And guess what he's talking about now, friends? He's afraid of what might happen to him when he goes to jail. Americans, a FedEx driver driving in a community. He drops off a package to a little 7-year-old girl. You know what that package was? You know what that package was? It was her birthday present. It was her birthday present. I watched the video of his semi-confession this morning. He said, I want to go home. This is where people are at because they're not afraid of the consequence. There's no more law enforcement. You lower the law, you dim the light. They're not guilty. No, because they know that they're going to be set up for 3 squares every day, and then the government's going to come in with your money and rehabilitate those that the Lord told you to deliver up to him. I'll tell you what, that's what we used to do in this country, and I'll tell you what's happening out there, why you have a rise of vigilante justice, because the people are taking justice into their own hands because they've had enough of these corrupt individuals making a prey out of our kids. And I'm not going to have it. And neither should you. This criminal sits there, tells the cops he wants to go home. At the very end of the video, the cop said, well, why did you deliver her body up so that she might be found? You know what he said in his sick mind, his devilish mind? He doesn't need rehabilitation. He needs justice. We need to deliver him to his judge is what we need to do. And many are beginning to do that. If not on the outside, they'll get him on the inside. Get off the kids. Not asking. Stinking murderers, sick jokers. And I'm not talking about the soft judges that are producing these hardened criminals or the politicians that are doing their best to cover up for their crimes temporarily. I'm talking about the American people that let them do it. Wow. You know what he said? He said, I delivered her body up so she would be found because I'm a parent also. So he decided to just go out and rape someone else's kid and then strangle a little 7-year-old that's scared to death asking for mommy and daddy. This is a reflection of the American people. Are you going to sit back and allow this injustice system again show leniency through some plea bargain? So they can gain points and bonus, so they can go up the political ladder? Enough! Enough! You want to hasten the judgments upon your country? Keep doing nothing like you are. You're sitting back and watching these politicians all over the country trying to protect these type of people. And they are now, again, for the third time, trying to normalize the crime. Why do they feel that they can normalize the crime, friends? I'm asking you. Why do they feel like they can go ahead and take it another step and normalize the crime concerning adults preying on children? Why do you think that is? You know why it is. It's the same reason they do the things that they do concerning all of the crimes collectively brought together and thrown out in the face of the American people. I think of Jeremiah 5:28. Ooh, I'll tell you what, folks. You want the indignation of the Lord? That's how you're going to get it. Get off the kids. Get away from the kids. Parents, be parents. 22:6 of Proverbs.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey folks, this is State Representative Ben Davis. We're in a battle for the soul of our nation, and here in Minnesota, we're taking a stand. From the airwaves to the state capitol, we're fighting to defend our God-given liberties and restore biblical constitutional principles. Join Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio broadcast Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central as he exposes the truth, calls out tyranny, and rallies patriots to action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
President Theodore Roosevelt said to announce that there must be no criticism of the president or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else. How right J.C. Ryle was. A true Christian is one who is not only peace of conscience, but war within. He may be known by his warfare as well as by his peace. Martin Luther couldn't have made the gospel any clearer when he said, "Lord Jesus, you are my righteousness. I am your sin. You took on you what was mine, yet set on me what was yours. You became what you are not, that I might become what I was not."
BBSradio.com.
Do you guys get in the details of this case? It's pretty incredible. The little girl, when she was in the FedEx truck, this is on film, and the crime was committed in the FedEx van, and it was all recorded. And what's interesting is the little girl looks up at the camera and says to him, as he's talking to her, after he said, "Oh, you're so pretty," she said to him, "Are you a kidnapper?" And then before you know it, she started saying, "I want my mommy." And if you, by the way, if you read Franklin cover-up case, folks, you'll never be the same. If you watch Conspiracy of Silence, you'll never be the same. And these are the people that are in the halls of government right now. These are the people that are standing in the pulpits, the popular preachers in the pulpits that are partakers of laying prey for children. Oh, folks, do you know that some of these kids, a lot of these kids that go missing from CPS in foster care, because that's where a majority are taken, Did you know that many of them, what they do with them is they sell them through Las. They'll go to Las Vegas and they'll auction these kids off. It's not a joke. It's very real. It's very serious. And what they'll do is they'll end up selling them off to other people in other countries. Or what they'll do, friends, is they'll sell them, like, for example, in England. This is all factual. You can cross-check everything I'm telling you. They found on the king's property where they found corpses of 13, 12, 11, 10-year-old corpses that were found out on the property where the king's, I don't want to say his throne. I don't want to say his castle, but that's what they would call it. And what they do is they sell these kids, they sacrifice them, and it gets really extreme, folks. It's not a joke. Whatever you're seeing in the movies right now, they're just telling you what they're really responsible for. That is the truth of the matter. But what they'll do is they'll sell the kids, and what they'll do is they'll end up taking them, and what they do is they'll send them out on a hunt. They'll basically make them take off all their clothes, and then they'll tell them to run for their lives. And then the person that bought them will literally hunt them down like they're going out to hunt animals. In many cases, when they get them, they'll rape them, and then they'll kill them right there on the spot. And there is story after story after story after story of this stuff going on. Folks, it's time for us to stand up for the kids. It really is. I shouldn't have to tell anybody that. But going back to this situation with the FedEx driver, folks, he's not going to plead insanity. I'm tired of that nonsense. If he was cognitive of what he was doing during the time that he did it, well, guess what? He knew to do the wrong thing, so therefore the American people need to look at that and do the right thing in the eyes of God and on the behalf of our children, okay? Because he's not going down that road. I guarantee you, friends, if they do not give this guy the death penalty, he's going to get in jail, and he's not going to last very long unless they put him in solitary confinement. But there again, you have the accomplices in the judicial system protecting him in his crimes that he's guilty of committing. That has to stop. That has to stop. I got one guy here, and I was actually surprised to hear it. The FedEx driver comes out, admits he did what he did. It was all on, like I said, audio, video. And one guy actually comes out and tells the people what it is that they need to hear. And good for Fox News on this one, but I want you to hear this and I want you to see this as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com.
I mean, if the devil was going to send somebody, you know, my God,
I'm going to go into
chill. Child molesters are among the worst of the worst, the evil that walks amongst
child molesters.
Us. I mean, if the devil was going to send somebody, you know, my God, what they do to children, they're worse than serial killers. So me, I've covered executions, but this man should not be allowed to breathe oxygen like the rest of us.
What makes a man like this tick? We see these images. And it's the images in particular that get our attention because they show the innocence next to the evil. And they show the moments before the evil. What is it about this kind of man?
One of the things I know from covering them, talking with them in prison, and I had some great mentors that were originally with the behavioral science unit, the founders, is that they are predators. They're always on the hunt, just like serial killers. They're always on the hunt. They're looking for a victim that in a vulnerable position. He had the perfect job for doing this. He's driving through neighborhoods regularly. He can see what the activities are. When do children play? Are the parents home? Where do they hang out? It wouldn't surprise me to know that he'd talked to this girl before, talked to other girls before. You know, parents teach stranger danger, which I've always thought was wrong. You need to teach them they don't go with anybody but you. I would guess he was out there grooming them. And what I also know about them, he just didn't wake up
right
and say, I'm going to go abduct, sexually assault, and kill a little girl. They're always years in the making. And there's probably a number of things he's gotten away with. Maybe he was picked up as a peeping Tom. These kind of things are always indicators.
Okay, so folks, again, I want you to listen to this analysis given unto us by this individual who actually said what surprised me that he said it. But this is really what the American people are saying. They're tired of the injustice. Well, I'm just here to tell you, friends, the injustice is taking place by the people that you tolerate in the halls of government. And you can say, well, how do you make that correlation between the FedEx driver, the crime that he committed, and what's going on in the halls of government? What are they trying to normalize? Look what they just did in Colorado under the sodomite that I warned you about 13 years ago named Jared Polis. What are they trying to do? They're trying to defend all of those in within the halls of government that have committed crimes against children, that they're not to be investigated. We're seeing this across the boards. We're seeing Scott Wiener, who's an absolute sick-minded sodomite, in San Francisco and in other places throughout the United States of America where they're trying to normalize the crime. And they're trying to get it where they can actually have encounter sexually with children. And yes, they're that sick. They really truly are that sick. But this guy's an exceptionally sick one. And you got to know within yourselves, friends, that he was planted in government. He was not put there by the people in any sense of the word. And what he's doing is actually, again, trying to normalize the offense. People, you're given a green light. You're given a pass to those that the Lord said was an abomination. Leviticus 18, 22, 2013, Romans 1, 26, 1 Corinthians 6, 9, Jude 1, 7, and the list goes on. But I want you to see this because you now know 20 years later concerning the warning that I gave that this is about the kids. Now you know it's about the kids. And what we're seeing is these sodomites are being installed in positions throughout the United States of America, as are they installing individuals that are men that are dressed as women. What are they responsible for, friends? The massive amount of crimes committed against children. This guy right here, his name is Scott Wiener. I want you to check this out.
We are at a moment in time where, boy, do we need leadership, and we need to break some freaking glass and do things differently.
And do things differently. Remember, their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late.
Democrats need to look in the mirror and acknowledge that our party did not do enough.
Okay, right behind him, for those that can't see this, he's an extreme sodomite. He's trying to normalize sex between adults and children. He's still in office. Why he's not been removed, friends, blows me away. But that's the reflection of what the American people tolerate. Behind this man is a man dressed as a woman. They call it drag. The Lord calls it an abomination, Deuteronomy 22:5. And behind him, this sick-minded individual, this abomination here, behind him is a man dressed up as a sadomasochist. Okay, and this is a senator. And he's the one responsible for trying to normalize the crime.
And that we have to put an end to the status quo that got us here. We need to build millions of homes to make housing more affordable.
Housing is the pearl. That's
Medicare for all, so no one falls through the healthcare crack.
A majority of them are sodomites here, friends, and they're playing on the behalf of the illegals that have been drawn in America. Folks, you have to understand this is the fruit of these people. And again, these are the warnings that the Lord gives us through Scripture, so we don't have to actually suffer the consequence of refusing to take heed to the Lord's commandments. But again, that's where we're at. I'm not going to sit here and give this guy more airtime than he needs. But again, I want you to know where this is coming from. And again, keep in mind, they're trying to normalize these crimes. And I'm here to tell you, and I'll say it clear as day, I will happily die for these kids. And it isn't going to happen on my watch. Happily. Now we're finding out others around the administration are gay. You've seen what Donald Trump just did. And for those that think Donald Trump is your buddy, you better understand he's the one that called himself the gayest president in American history. He's the one in Florida having parties at Mar-a-Lago, giving gay celebrations in the middle of June. Oh, the list goes on. And the list goes on. And don't forget about his buddy dressed in drag, Mr. Mayor Giuliani, when him and I played this video before, where Donald's actually putting his face in between Giuliani's breasts as he's dressed like a woman before they go out on a pride parade. This was some time ago. New Edition actually reported that. Cross-check me. Go watch it for yourself. But again, friends, you're allowing these people to do the things that they're doing when, in fact, the law condemns the very things that they're doing. So I'm going to come back and I'm going to finish this up. I'll meet you at the finish line, 281-845-4704. Now's the time to call if you're going to, 281-845-4704. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean of the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Okay, so I'm highlighting right now Donald Trump retweeting himself and praising himself as the most pro-gay president in history. If you want to go ahead and contend with anything I'm showing you, remember, it's the mainstream media showing you this. This is just the stuff that most of the idolaters just want to do their best and ignore. Those are the people that could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. But it's okay for their kids to eat the pill concerning the crimes of those that make prey. You know, it's interesting. It's just a bad direction to go, friends, to say the least. It's the wrong direction to go. And again, I will say this, I will happily die for these kids. You know, I mean, again, friends, remember the mercy that you get from the state is when they loose these repeat offenders now. What they'll do is they'll just send out an email to tell you that they just released a repeat offender for the 50th time about a mile and a half down the road. No, no, no. What you need to do, friends, is let the guy know that if anything even remotely comes this direction, you're done. You're going to meet. You don't have to call the cops. There's going to be no judge involved down here. You're going to meet the judge that you should have met a long time ago. And I'm not playing when I say that. And you can say, oh, you're a big, bad, hard guy. No, I would say this. You're a coward for letting it happen in the first place. You're a coward for allowing the children to run afraid because you don't stand up for them. There's something wrong with you, people, when you allow that stuff to happen. Again, I'm not going to go down that road. I'm just going to basically bring forth a closure to what we were talking about yesterday. If you want to call in, now's the time to do it. Again, pro or con, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. My goodness, folks, it's crazy the stuff that's going on here. Speaking of what I was talking about during the end of the last segment, it's interesting that you're seeing these men that are dressed as women making way into office. Again, folks, and I'm sure people this time around are paying attention more so than they ever have been in the past. But do remember, they're installed. Nobody in their right mind is voting in a man dressed as a woman. They should be in a mental institution, to say the least. Somebody asked, where's the abomination that you're talking about? Leviticus 18, 22, 2013. Again, go over to 126, read it to the end of the chapter. Go to Jude 1:7. The Lord set Sodom and Gomorrah forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. And then there is 29 other examples in Scripture where the Lord condemns them. Matter of fact, if you look in the book of Kings, friends, you'll find that when the Lord appointed a righteous king on the request of the people, when a righteous king would take office, the first thing he would do is rid the land of Sodomites because he didn't want to offend the Lord. But again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Look at this right here. This is a man. His name is Rep McBride. It's a boy, okay? He was not voted in, and I'm not going to pretend with him. But what's interesting is he's saying that I'm an ordained elder in the Presbyterian Church. Folks, again, that is not the Church of Jesus Christ. It's as if they're saying, you know, come to Bethel and let's transgress. No, 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 folks. When you see this stuff start to stick its head out and abominable and they have a smile on their face in such a fashion, you better know that judgment is very close. It's at the door. It's at the door. Okay, because this isn't pride. This is stupidity, is really what it is. Isn't it interesting when you look at Genesis 9:12? Isn't it interesting how the Sodomites, they're so perverted that they take the flag, right, the rainbow, they mock the rainbow, and then they add mixture, a color variation that they want for their rainbow. They mock the rainbow that the Lord sent, and they don't take the time to realize why it was sent. The Lord judged the earth because of the wickedness of man. He judged the earth because of what they take on. And so what they do, and because the Lord said, I will not do it this way again. He said he would not judge the world by a flood again. No, no, no. Here, I want to make sure everybody gets this, okay? He said, I'm not going to judge the earth again by a flood. He goes, next time I'm judging the earth by fire. And now you're starting to understand why. But they take the flag. And then they mock, they call it pride. That's why the Lord judged the earth. That's the whole reason. This is the whole reason the Lord judged the earth, because the people allowed it to go on, right? And what's crazy about it is they mock themselves. It's like they're going headlong into the very pit that they're digging, and they want the rest of us to go with them. No, no, absolutely not. I just showed you Scott Wiener. Here he is again. Look at this guy. I mean, it's just a sick joker.
It's amazing. And huge thanks to all of the Phil's baristas who advocated.
I didn't know it was his job. Another plant here. But I didn't know it was his job, friends, to advocate that which for our laws condemn. But see, Americans, if you're not going to be the law and enforce the law unto judgment upon the heads of this, right here, this abomination, then they're just going to keep going on with them bad selves, and that's what they're going to do, and they're going to take the rest of us into hell with them. And again, I'm not going to sit down on that. Read Proverbs 21, verse 7 when you get a moment. I mean, it's just insane what's going on here. Here's another one for you real quick, and then I'm going to end the show. We got a Christian singer. Folks, I could do a whole three-hour show just on this. Christian singer Phil Vaught arrested with a 160-count indictment for raping children and producing CSAM acronym over 11 years. No, 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 folks. These all of what you see in this establishment today, it's all bought and paid for. Just want to make clear. So let's end with this. We were told by Donald Trump that he's willing to go ahead and give up his rights. Well, let him give up his rights. I ain't giving up my rights because he didn't give them to me. The government didn't give them to me. The Lord gave them to me. Hey, folks, Donald Trump's trying to get his brainwashed idolaters to follow him all the way in to a global order. And what's happening is there's a massive awakening going on, at least with knowledge, with the American people concerning what's going on. They've seen that he's turned on them. That's why his ratings are so low right now. But folks, this is common because what we see is politicians, bureaucrats, and especially judges, they would all have us believe that too much freedom will result in chaos. Therefore, we should gladly give up some of our rights, say at the communists, for the good of the community. Isn't that what they say? In other words, people acting in the name of government say we need more laws and more jurors to enforce these laws, even if we have to give up some rights in the process, like Mr. Trump. They believe the more laws we have, the more control. Then, thus, we have a better society. This theory, friends, may sound good on paper, and apparently many of the representatives in government today think this way, evidenced by the thousands of new policies that are added to the books each year in the country. But no matter how cleverly this Marxist lawless argument is made, the hard fact is that wherever you give up a right, you lose a free choice. And there it is. So what this adds up to is just another control. Control's real name is bondage. And the logical conclusion would be that if giving up some rights produces a better society, then by giving up all of our rights, we could produce the perfect society. Well, we could just chain everybody to a tree for a lack of trust, right? This may prevent a crime, but it would destroy privacy. And that's the end aim. Which, by the way, is the heartbeat of freedom. It would also destroy trust, which is the foundation of dignity, self-worth. And rather than giving up rights, why don't we give up the wrongs that is never brought into the conversation when it comes from the communists? Instead of Donald Trump saying we need to give up our rights for the common good, like a good communist, right? What he should be saying is we need to give up the wrongs so we can claim the rights that God has given us. And the way that we do that is we enforce the law against the wrongs. See, the opposite of control is chaos, and more laws do not make fewer criminals. We must give up wrongs, not rights, for a better society. That's called walking in the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6. William Pitt of the British House of Commons once proclaimed, "Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves." And folks, how is it that they rob you of your freedoms? Why don't you just look at the last plandemic that they created and you tell me how that all worked out? Did it start out by just saying, hey, why don't you guys just give up some of your rights? Nope, they took it by force. And why did they take it by force, friends? Because they lost the narrative. And my objective right here is to educate enough people across the country that they might lose their narrative, but to take it a step further, but that the American people, out of gratitude for what the Lord did for us on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago, is to stand up and take vengeance when our obedience is fulfilled, to take vengeance on all disobedience. That's the fruit of repentance, friends. Remember, those that have been redeemed, guess what they do? The work that they do is redemptive, not the other way around. So we'll talk to you guys in 23 hours. Love you by what we do. What are we going to talk about tomorrow? We'll know tomorrow. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. See ya.